Hey guys, this is the Captain's Log. I'm live today with Carl Remy, comedian extraordinaire, actor, celebrity, my good buddy.
What's up, man? Captain's Log today.
Dude, this is our first appearance.
I know, man. It's so weird being on here.
Let me back up out of here.
I'm a big fan of the show.
You are?
Big fan of the show.
I love when people say that. It gets me so excited. It warms my heart.
Everybody, people say that all the time?
A lot of people say that. It's surprising. I mean, I don't want to blow my own horn, but, you know, we had 125,000 views last week. That was
did
all the
really?
Shows combined. You know, so I did like
so if we get seven, you're going to be like, Reamy. Makes
well,
sense.
You can share it on your stream and tell everyone that you're live now.
Yeah, to all my 1,000 friends.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. But today we're live on Off the Hooks page because I wanted to tell everybody, you know, we're just going to switch it up a little, and I'll share it later on my own page, but
yeah,
it's
man.
Good to have different content out there, you know?
Yeah, I feel good about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be great.
So tell me, you've been a comedian for a long time.
21 years.
21 years. Yeah. What's changed in 21 years?
The women, let me tell you. No, actually, nothing's changed. The pay is still the same.
Good for them. Yeah. Good for the pay.
Nothing has changed.
I'm very happy about that.
I am less known than I was 10 years ago. I don't know, more people doing it.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a lot of comics out there, or it's on their Facebook page.
There's more content out there for sure. I mean, with
social
media.
Exactly. And you can be a social media star and get on stage and sell out, and then I'll be opening up for you in no time.
Let's put this down so we can see your
sexiness.
I
always do that, man. I always see somebody on the rise.
Yeah.
It's like on AGT. I'm like, all right, cool. Brian will have them soon. I'll be opening them for now.
You saw Sam Camaro, the guy that's in the finals?
Tourette's dude?
Yeah. You know,
he's actually pretty good.
He was supposed to be coming September 17th and 18th, and that's the day that the finals are on, that he's filming on AGT. So
really?
I rescheduled it October 11, 12, 13. But it was so crazy because that was Monday night. This is what happened to me Monday night, right? I try to stop working all the time, but yet I put my phone down, I look, Sam Camaro's on America's Got Talent. I'm like, well, I can't not film this. Let's see what happens.
Right.
It was him. He got voted in.
Yeah, I saw that. I just watched it. Yeah.
And he got voted in. He made it to the final. So I did a cool recording. I made a little video. And I was all excited. I posted it. It got no views. Of course, no views. I don't know if, like, I don't know what happened.
Like, somebody must have viewed it.
Yeah, it got, like, a couple, maybe, like, 1,500 views, right? It's kind of like right now.
That's no views?
Yeah.
Like, wait till the end of this. Then you'll see no views.
Well, we have one lonely person right this second watching us. But it's hard because going live at 8:30, like,
people got stuff to do.
Yeah, I have a friend, live. Josh Prey, who's... Do you know Josh?
Yeah.
Well, he's got like a million and a half followers, right?
Yeah.
And he's done great, but he's like, Captain, you got to go live at 7 o'clock at night because you'll get 10 times more people. And I'm like, damn, I don't have time to go live anytime but 8 o'clock in the morning, and nobody watches until then this gets out there and it starts building momentum and people really start watching and they follow it, which is cool. But so back to Monday night, which was so crazy. I try to, like, you know, I want to go to bed. It's America's Got Talent. It's going to be like 11 o'clock or something. I just finished editing the video clip that I did. I posted it. I keep the TV on. Jimmy Fallon's on, right? And it's like, coming up, comedian Sam Morrell. I'm like, well, damn, now Sam's coming in December. I got to film that one, right? So Sam crushed it on Fallon, and he's coming in December, which was really cool. So, like,
he already had an act, though.
Yeah,
he didn't go in there.
No, I mean, he's on Fallon, so, like, you know, that they do great shows, you know, with comedians. So it was a good time. So that was my Monday. I'm filming the TV all night, watching freaking comedians tell jokes that are coming to the club.
It's like taking your work home with you.
Yeah.
But you don't really work. Really.
Hey, Tina, what's happening? How are you?
Hey, Tina.
What do you mean I don't work?
How you doing, Tina?
I don't work. Why is that not work?
No, this is not work.
That's what people tell me.
No, I mean, it's work. But it's like my job. Like when I'm on stage, like, okay. Yeah,
But let's be real. Your job is 45 minutes of telling jokes.
Yeah.
My job is booking the acts, selling the tickets, doing the social media, trying to promote the shows, going to radio.
Yeah, but my job
running
too,
the
I'm
club.
I'm going to radio and podcasts.
I got a podcast.
Yeah.
What's your podcast?
Captain's Log?
On the Captain's Log.
Starting today.
Starting today. My podcast is live now. You can find it anywhere on iTunes or whatever. It's the Captain's Log.
Yeah, it's blowing up.
It's been great. Yeah. So I just launched that last week and found out on Monday that iTunes approved it. So it should be on iTunes.
You have to get that approved?
Either today or tomorrow. Yeah, you have to submit it. Like, they're not just
going to put
anything.
You have to have a following before...
No. The truth is that you actually just have to have good enough content that they want to put on Apple.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I don't know if they care how many follows you have, but my stream, like, my podcast stream is brand new, so that couldn't have had any effect on it.
Right.
It just must have been, like, I have 139 or 400. Hey, this car does not drive itself like my other car.
I'm going to save us from 5 accidents.
Thank you. Please.
It's a new car, right?
I have way too much. I have to get the radio to promote your show, so don't fuck this up.
Dude, I know.
Oh, hey, we got to edit that out. Don't F this up. Don't edit this out.
Oh, you don't curse on your podcast.
I usually don't. I just slipped. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I slipped.
You said it with a PH.
Right? I think I said fricked it up.
Yeah, man. I didn't hear it.
Totally
I didn't
fricked
hear
it.
Bro. The kids out there watching at 7 a.m. So, kid following.
I have a question for you today.
Yeah.
A couple questions. One is, it's 8:40 in the morning, and the show's not until 7 o'clock. What are you going to do?
I got to drive back home.
No way.
Pick up Stacy. Yeah.
Oh, you're going back home and pick up Stacy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take a nap.
Stacy Steele.
My day consists of naps.
Stacy Steele and her little...
Yeah, her little hedgehog.
What is it? What's his name?
It's a her, Fiona.
Fiona. Yeah. Fiona the...
Fiona the hedgehog.
The hedgehog. Yeah,
she had a show last night. She couldn't make it today.
Fiona or the hedgehog?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
And Stacy. Yeah. Together.
Yeah. Yeah, she's working on the movies too, man.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
great. She's producing too.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's doing
so
well.
So how do you get to create your own movie? I mean, that's one thing that lately you've been doing like nonstop.
Yeah,
like
the thing is, like, I only started like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I got in a few features. I did some shorts.
All right, you got in features. You in shorts? Or you
no,
did a
it was
short
like,
movie.
No, I did a few short movies. Like the first movie I ever did, I was the lead in a short.
You use the term short, and everyone
like
might think that you're wearing shorts. Are you wearing shorts, or is it a short film?
Wearing chaps.
Chaps.
Just chaps.
With the booty in the back, or no?
No, just chaps.
Just chaps. Just that's chaps. Sexy. It's a good look.
Right.
It is, and you're very buff, so it makes...
It's just tight shirts, man.
Is it?
Yeah, I got a nice loose one.
It's those mediums?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I shop at the Baby Gap. Take the kids. Daddy's getting
That's
a shirt
right.
too.
That's too much, dude. It's too much. I can't. So you do the short films.
Well, yeah, you start off in the shorts.
Who's producing the short films?
Just random people. Here's the thing.
But I'm trying, if I'm trying to become an actor,
okay,
how do I do it?
That's what I said the first time.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell do I become an actor? Well, I basically took all the classes. I took workshops. And I basically learned I don't need any of this.
Good, because I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, you basically
learn. Okay, what's next?
You learn how to be in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Because it's different. You have to learn that skill set.
Okay.
To do an audition in front of the camera is different than being in the moment in a scene.
We only have about 15 minutes. Are you going to get the rest of the freaking goods out or what?
Are you being an actor?
Yeah, or you just don't want to give us the details.
It's practically impossible. Don't do it.
It's a secret mission.
All right, so basically I got into short films and then I got into some feature films. Then I wrote my own.
Okay.
And now I'm producing it.
So how did you get to the feature film? Did you just start DMing everyone?
No,
you're
I
sliding
auditioned.
Into
I
everyone's
auditioned.
DMs?
I auditioned. I saw an ad and I auditioned.
And where are the ads?
This one was actually on a place called Backstage. Or one
Backpage?
You
were on Backpage?
Backpage. No, why is that? What is that? Like a gay thing? That's probably a gay thing.
No, but you didn't even know. This guy's so married. Backpage, you know, they
I'm
shut
not
it
married,
down.
I'm single.
They shut it down. They shut
I'm
down
on
Backpage.
Lockdown. They shut Backpage down?
Yeah, because they were doing all the sex trafficking.
Oh, really?
It's like Craigslist, and it was called Backpage.
Okay.
How did
I did
know?
Hear about that.
It was all over the national news.
I did, but it's not my thing.
I
sexual
know.
Trafficking, I was like,
yes, this guy, he does not... You just, what, pay up front on the corner instead of on the internet?
Well, back in my day, I did.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But it was legal back then, right?
All right, so we get... So
I got into... I met the... Actually met the producers from the movie called Love and Hostages that I did.
Okay.
And they were like, we want you to audition for this part.
Okay.
So I went in, auditioned, and got the role. Then the producer from that movie shot this movie called Smothered by Mothers, produced it. I got a small part in that because he knew me from this other movie.
Okay. What'd you do in that movie?
I opened the movie. I'm a dirtbag cop.
Oh, yeah. So I first saw 5 minutes clip. Of the movie. Yeah, I saw some of those clips, right?
No, not on that one.
No, what was the one, the clip that we saw? The Ghostbuster shit?
The Ghost Killers? Ghost Killers.
Ghost Killers. Gotcha. So,
wait till you see the whole thing.
I can't wait.
Tight. And so then I was like, because there's not a lot of stuff in South Florida.
Right.
So I had ideas and stuff, and I've always wanted to write. And I was writing a pilot for a TV show.
Yeah.
Which was about these three guys, nearing 40, never went to college, but they're all different. One's married, one's like still an alcoholic, and another one's like just got divorced. They go back to college and play Division III football because they still have eligibility.
Nice.
So they have to go back to the dorms and live the college life as three older dudes.
That's cool.
So I wrote that pilot, and then I got into this mode to write a feature film through a buddy of mine, Kurt Weichert, who was producer on Smothered by Mothers, gave me this idea, and we were going to write it together.
Yeah.
But I ended up taking it over and writing it. And then it was so good, we're like, we got to make this. So...
Wait, who said it was so good?
People who read the script.
All right.
No, I know. It sounds like you're tuning your own horn.
I wrote it. It was so good. I was like, I got to make this movie.
I wrote it in my comedy voice.
You did.
So it's me directing.
Yeah.
You know, and plus I'm a fantastic actor, so I'm like,
well, you're a great comic, and you're a very good actor. I'm a fan of both, so that's why you're with me today. It's not that you're just handsome,
right?
Because I could put any handsome face in the shotgun seat of the captain's lawn. It's obviously I need a little humor in my life.
I hear you, bro. Yeah. Me and you both. And I'm surprised I'm not getting my penis worked on today.
Well,
everybody else you have in the car.
I know. Getting adjustments. Today's not the day.
Getting a nut change, or whatever you call it.
It's a super penis. It's a pee shot. It's a pee shot.
So yeah. I don't need it though. To be honest.
No, you don't have to need it.
Okay.
But it's it's like John Charles's joke, right? Where you take a Viagra. It's like, you know, nobody needs a jetpack. Right. But having a super jetpack.
You don't need a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just a little fun extra.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But some people do need it.
Yeah.
So it's a real thing that was developed that way. And then, you know, it's like maybe taking a little pill every once in a while for fun.
That's cool. No, I would totally do that.
Yeah. Look, if you don't need Viagra, it's fun to try it.
Yeah, but I used to take that every now and again.
Yeah.
I went to Mexico. We get them for, you know, you can get them. Drugs for
so,
free
so I was a disbeliever, and then I'm now like a believer.
Yeah,
because I didn't think.
Do you go in for like an oil change every?
No, you know it's
months?
Two. It's a 2 year. It's a 2 year.
2 years.
Yeah, it's like a 24 month lease.
No
yeah.
Just one shot.
One shot is all it takes, baby. I don't know. Maybe if you had an issue, but no. Even if you had
an
issue,
be honest. Do you have an erection right now? Be honest.
A little.
Okay.
It's half. If it is,
okay.
It's a half his.
Okay. So it just hangs out.
Yeah.
It hangs around, ready to go at all times.
It does. It's
yo,
just like, hey, almost coming out. What's going on?
I don't know if I want them ready at all times.
Well, you don't know. You never know. I'm single now, so
that's true.
You got to be on guard. You never know who's going to walk up on you.
I hear you.
Right?
But man,
it's
me and you were both single, man. It'd be game over. There'd be no women left in Naples.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, there's plenty of women in Naples. They just, I don't know when they're going to find me. My God.
We're going to bring them out to the show tonight.
So you're going back to Fort Lauderdale. Basically, you're going to round trip it right now.
Yeah, I'll take a nap when I go home.
I should have told you to get your car, but then I couldn't have done this on the way here.
Oh, that's all right.
We're going to be on 103.9. Right. We're going to see. We just finished up, by the way. For those of you who's watching, we just left 105.5 The Beat. We're on The Freak Show. It's just so great to have live radio here in Fort Myers and Naples. And now we're going to 103.9. You could tune in because you're going to hear us now with Big Mama. And then after that, at 10 o'clock, you'll hear us on Jeff Zito's show on 96 K-Rock. So it's a great Wednesday for us. And, you know, you're going to do a show tonight, 7 o'clock. You're headlining.
Yeah. So you get to see a full set.
Yes.
Not my 20-minute
special. You know when people really fell in love with you, I think, at the club? Is when you opened for T.J. Miller.
Yeah.
That's when I started getting, like, people were emailing me and commenting, like, who's the guy? And I never tell them. I'm like, that guy, don't worry about it. No, so what happened is like, there was people asking. So then I put one of your shows on sale right away, and I messaged everyone. I was like, all right, guys, now that you've asked, because people ask all the time for certain shows that I don't really, they may not be on my radar. So when people ask for like a headliner, like, have you seen this guy, Ismo, I-S-M-O?
No.
He's like a,
West Palm, yeah, he's in West Palm tonight.
Get out of here.
They asked me to do the show.
No way. Yeah. Oh, he's funny. He's coming to the club.
Oh, is it?
So yeah, he's very funny, but people started direct messaging me, said they wanted to see him, and I had to reach out and book him. They also with Sam Camaro from AGT. People were messaging me like, hey, can you get Sam? And I'm like, I already got him booked. Tickets are on sale. They're like, what? All right, let's do it.
Yeah, it's weird. You guys get a lot of like who's over in West Palm or come here or who's ever here will go to West Palm the next week.
Yeah, sometimes. Is it like, really work like
that? Yeah, you got Bob Marley too. They're in West Palm next week.
Because
and he's here.
Bob's interesting. He books a tour like... He doesn't have to leave Maine or New England ever.
It's crazy,
so he books like this run in Florida, and then he goes and then he goes right back to, and he starts selling his merchandise for Christmas. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, Bob Marley comedy merchandise is like his whole thing for like November, December, and he just like blows it out for like holiday season. Yeah. He does like...
He sells them at the show?
No, he has like little kiosks at the mall and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Where he literally...
I never saw him sell anything at the show.
I think he sells it all at the show.
I think I worked.
No?
No, I worked
But he has
time.
To Bob Marley like...
He didn't sell anything.
A whole collection of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Amy Austin, what's happening? Koba. Oh, Koba's doing
a
set
tonight.
Yeah,
Koba's doing a spot. I can't wait to see him, man.
He's in good.
Yeah.
He came to me, you know, one of the first days as a server... And he's like, I'm going to be a comedian. And I go, dude, you're in the right spot. I go,
right. You have the right accent.
Do you know? Yeah. Do you know how many like famous comedians started in comedy clubs as servers or door guys? Or I mean, like that's a lot of them have come up like that.
Yeah.
That's how it happens, you know. So he started. He said, I want to try it. He's been working really hard, and he's come. Quick, I mean, it's been
yeah.
Good
I can't wait, Koba. You
and,
nervous?
And now you're taking up too much time in my captain's log, so I'm stop talking about you.
Yeah, bro.
You're not famous yet, but God bless you for doing it. I'd still love you.
He's a draw, though.
He's a big draw. Hey, Tia. Tia, what's happening? Tia says hi, Carl. Not to me.
Hey,
thank
Tia.
You. I sign your checks. Don't say hi to me. Say hi to the guest. It always works that way. That's very nice. We appreciate that.
So what's up, girl?
So how long have you been working at my club? It's been a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I was back in the old days, too. I did, a week or two there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you went on the cruise ship
then
for a while.
Then I did cruise ships.
What was that like?
Like 30 to 40.
You know, in high school...
I had a drinking problem.
You did?
Yeah, every morning. I drink from morning till...
In high school, I had this whole vision that I was going to go to culinary school and then... Go, and then from there, I was going to go on a cruise ship and be a chef. But I also was an entrepreneur. Like, I had a side business, and I always had this side hustles.
Yeah.
And I bought and sold things, and I would do flea markets and trade shows and all kinds of stuff. So that really wasn't the life I should have gone after. And I realized that by the time I was, like, a senior.
Rough.
Yeah.
I mean, but they stay. I would go in and fly out, you know? So I wasn't there 6 months.
But being
months.
On a ship, like, in the kitchen, forget it, huh?
Oh, my God.
How brutal.
Especially, like, the foreigners, man. They're making, like, 9 cents a day.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they're making, like, nothing.
No money.
Like, nothing.
And they're on these,
I remember sharing a cab ride
three,
a lot of times.
3, 6, and 9 month commitments, right? Where they have to.
Yeah, but they're from different countries, you know? And they get them for, like, dirt cheap. I mean, it's crazy. Like,
I went on a cruise one time, and it was an all-American flagship out of Hawaii. And the reason why it had to have an American crew is because it never went to a foreign port.
Oh,
that's
really?
A real thing.
Oh, okay.
That's
of passports and stuff.
Correct.
Like
well, no, I think that's a maritime law. If you're on a commercial ship, the sailors have to be from that country if it's the origin of only going to those or something like that. So listen, so you know how these foreign people on these ships work like crazy, and the whole place runs like clockwork, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the American ship was so bad, dude. No, this is not true. This is the truth. No joke. I mean, it was so bad that literally the previous cruise, half the American staff walked. They
really?
Did not. Yeah, it was only the second cruise that that ship had been on. All right? It was...
And they walked because of the conditions NCL. On the ship, right?
No, they walked... Yeah, they walked because they didn't want to be working 24 hours a day right. or whatever was going on.
Exactly.
So it wasn't... It was like the Americans were like, nope. And
yeah, I would have walked too. I would have been right in there.
So here's what happened. Our ship, they... Every meal... This was a super expensive Hawaii cruise. Every meal, they did a buffet. And they... Every meal was a buffet yeah. because they didn't have enough staff on the ship to serve the customers. It was the biggest disaster I'd ever seen in my life.
Well, Titanic kind of sucked.
The
but,
thing was a... It was
next
a,
to that.
It was an S show. Like, it was a disaster. Anyway, I got Carl Remy at Off the Hook Comedy Club. Guys, if you want to get free tickets tonight, who better to ask than the captain? Use the promo code M918 right now. I'm going to be live tomorrow with Bob Zaney, my buddy Carl Remy right now, comedian, actor extraordinaire. We're live, we're out, and we're going to be on 103.9 right now. Later.
Later, brother.
Let's do it.
I'll see you in there.
I'm going to see you in there.
I'll see you right
now. No, there. I don't want to see you.